Back here at 811 on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our Ask the Expert segment with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. Good morning, Charles. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, James. Thank you.
Yeah, what is our verse of the day?
It is Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. It reads, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Philippians 4:19.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Charles. So I know that we were just chatting a little bit off air here that, you know, the eclipse and everything, you know, happened on Monday. I know people are still getting some awesome pictures, of course, from the Path of Totality. Of course, we didn't have that quite here, but, you know, still kind of interesting to have that that all happen. It's a lot of people saying, hey, you know, next time it happens, if I'm around, I want to go make sure I make the drive to that Path of Totality.
Yeah, I think that would have been worth it just from the comments I've been hearing from others that did do it. And I was driving down the road when it happened. I was driving west, so it was sort of in my behind me, so I didn't really get to see it or stop and see it. I didn't have the glasses with me, but it was a little interesting.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's always neat to be able to take part in that. So I know here we are as we go throughout the month of April. Hard to believe, you know, we're already into the second weekend here in April. And, you know, we actually had a listener reach out, and he had a few questions, and he wanted me to ask you regarding long-term care and kind of that whole world. So, you know, what do we need to know about, you know, the whole idea of long-term care and kind of from an insurance perspective and just kind of all-encompassing?
Yeah. So long-term care is a subject that we really don't naturally just don't want to think about. You know, ever since that we learned to walk and get on our own and leave home, we've been independent and we can take care of ourselves, feed ourselves, dress ourselves, and just take care of what needs to be taken care of. This, as far as a normal person goes, just usual circumstances. But there's possibly, and because we don't know how our life is going to go, there's going to come a time that maybe we're not able to take care of ourselves, feed ourselves, dress ourselves, bathe ourselves, different things like that, that we are used to doing. Now, that seems inconceivable, but that time is very possibly on the horizon for me, for you, for our listeners. And taking care of that or thinking about that, planning for that is something that needs to be thought out, that needs to be addressed, that needs to be given some real thought to.
Well, and you know, it's one of those things where, well, you know, our life expectancy continues to actually increase, and this is one of those results of that. Is that, yeah, hey, people are living longer. You know, in years past, you know, people would, you know, like we talked about a little while ago that, you know, it used to be 65 was like the life expectancy. That's not the case anymore. So the fact that people are living longer means that, you know, there's going to be a continued need for this.
That's true. So the basics of long-term care, number one, what does long-term care cover?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? So it includes assistance with daily activities like bathing, dressing, and eating, either in your home or in a facility. Could be your home or maybe a child's home or a home or in a facility. That's the basics of what long-term care is: assistance with bathing, dressing, eating, in one of those two places. And long-term care is expensive. It requires the devotion, the attention of someone to provide that.
Yeah, 24/7.
Yeah.
In like the facility case.
That's right. That's right. There's varying degrees of long-term care. Sometimes there's assisted living that is a form of long-term care, but you're not really needing hands-on care 24/7. You're needing assistance, but not a dedicated necessarily 24/7 care. So long-term care is expensive. And it's paid for through either three ways. Okay. Three ways to pay for it. Well, number one is through insurance. and that is that you have an insurance policy that you buy ahead of time. And I have to emphasize, it's ahead of time and well ahead of time. I've had sometimes a phone call, somebody saying, my dad's getting ready to go to a nursing home. Can I get a long-term care policy? And the answer is no. It's too late at that point. This is something for insurance to cover. You're going to need to think a lot longer, further ahead of time than that to qualify for insurance to pay for it. Or it can be paid for through your personal savings.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can be paid for possibly by government programs like Medicaid. So there is a cost. Somebody's going to have to pay for that, whether it's insurance out of your pocket or a government program.
So does Medicare cover anything, or is it mostly not when we talk about long-term care?
Yeah, Medicare does not cover long-term care. And so if you're over 65 and you're eligible for Medicare, you do not have long-term care necessarily because you have Medicare. It just simply does not. It can cover skilled nursing that can go on for several days, but as far as months and months, it's not going to cover
Sure.
long-term care. Your eligibility for long-term care really depends on a variety of factors, age, health condition. And primarily, the primary key to determining your eligibility for long-term care is your ability to perform daily tasks. So there's what they call the six activities of daily living.
Okay.
Okay. And everybody that can perform these are normally a normal functioning person. And those six include eating, bathing, transferring, toileting, cognitive impairment, mm-hmm. cognitive ability.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the other two right at my fingertips right now.
Sure.
But if you are lacking the ability to do two of those, then you can qualify or be eligible for to need long-term care at that point.
Okay.
So, like I said, there's an insurance option, and that's with a long-term care policy. And so you can get a policy that will pay, you can set the amount of money that it will pay. Normally, it can be a daily rate.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I've seen policies that pay $200 a day, or $100 a day, or $250 a day, that it will pay for every day that you are in a facility. It will just simply pay that out. Or sometimes it's a monthly benefit. So maybe $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month. And to know how much you need to look at how much you have in savings. You need to look at the cost of the long-term care policy, and you need to look at the cost of the long-term care. I will say I've seen numbers as high as $6,000 or $8,000 a month. It's a significant cost that is going to be incurred for that. The problem is we don't always know. We don't know if we're going to need long-term care.
Sure.
You know, I could exit this world in an accident and never have the need for it. So it is something that you just need to think about and consider.
Is there an age that people generally start saying, hey, you know, I should probably start looking into this insurance? Is there like a cutoff necessarily? What is the time frame and age frame that people you know look at these policies in general?
Ideally, it would be in their mid-50s And the reason is because a long-term care policy, if you try to buy one at age 67, 68, you are going to pay a significant amount of money every month to a long-term care policy for that.
Sure.
In your mid-50s, you're going to pay less. Of course, they're banking on the fact that maybe you don't won't need it as long. You'll have a longer time to pay mm-hmm. in order to have to before they pay out. Some people say, well, I think I'll just go on Medicaid, right? Because Medicaid will help pay for long-term care, will pay for long-term care. But one of the things you need to take into consideration is that you have to have, in order to qualify for Medicaid to pay for a nursing home, for example, you need to have less than $2,000 in assets.
Not a lot.
Less than $2,000 in assets, excluding your home.
Okay.
Now, if you're a single person, and you go to long-term care, your house is going to be either sold to pay for long-term care, or the state will take it, depending on the circumstances there. If you have a spouse and you go to long-term care and your spouse stays at home, the spouse can live in the home, and you can keep he or she can keep a family vehicle. But there are severe financial limitations that have to be in place for a nursing home to be paid for.
Sure.
And so it sounds like maybe an easy road, but it's actually not an easy road. And every road that you go down to pay for long-term care has pain associated with it, whether it's the pain of paying out of your pocket or paying for insurance premiums that pay for it, or to be able to qualify for Medicaid. All of those three options really involve pain. So it's sort of a pick your pain type of scenario.
Sure. Yep. One of those things where, a little planning can definitely go a long way on that. But, we talk about long-term care on some of our other Ask the Expert segments. You know, it's always a difficult discussion as well. What's another thing?
So another sort of a strategy or a thought that people have when it comes to long-term care is, well, my son or my daughter or my daughter-in-law or son-in-law will help with my care. And that's my plan. And then you have to think, okay, does that person currently have a job? And are they going to have to quit their job in order to care for you? How are they going to get paid?
Yeah.
You know, how are they going to meet their bills if they have to leave their job?
That can be a full-time job for a child to care for a parent.
Right. And what if they live in a different state or a different, you know, a long ways away? Are they going to move here to take care of you? Are you going to move there? What are the logistics? Because I've found a lot of times people think, I have a loved one that's going to provide care for me, but there maybe aren't plans in place to make that happen. Or maybe those thoughts really haven't been really laid out and what they really, really want to do. And so it's a good idea to think about this. And the way I'm coming across, it might sound a little depressing. I know that. But it's a reality that many times we want to close our eyes to.
Mm-hmm. We don't want to talk about it. You know,
it's
an upsetting idea and topic.
Right. Because never in my lifetime, since I've learned to walk, have I not been able to walk or not been able to take care of myself. And so it's sort of a foreign thought. It's sort of a unthinkable thing. But the evidence is around us. We all will eventually, as long as we live long enough, we'll reach a stage where our weakness increases, our abilities decline, and we're going to need a plan to deal and to need assistance at that time.
Sure. Well, I know that you guys are a great resource. If folks are trying to make those decisions, you know, whether it's just some planning, you know, looking at some of these different options so that we can be prepared if that time comes, that, you know, whether it's just from that insurance standpoint or just trying to figure everything out. So what's that number, Charles, if folks do want to maybe make an appointment or just bounce some ideas off you guys?
So you can call our office and talk to me, talk to one of our agents, 620-331-8800.
Excellent. Well, we'll continue here with a little bit more as we continue our Ask the Expert segment on the Mighty 690 with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, we do have our Ask the Expert segment on the air right now with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. And Charles, you know, tax day is almost here. It's hard to believe, but, you know, you guys over at Skank Insurance have some real ways you can help as far as, you know, getting ready for that. Specifically, if, you know, whenever you save for yourself, that can really help with that actual tax and everything and what you're sending to the government. And I know you can help folks with IRAs.
That's true. April 15th is coming, and you still have time to set up an IRA for 2023. And we're helping people do that as they need to. And just call our office. We have options where we can get 5.5% on an IRA that you put away for the 2023 tax year, or you can do it for the 24 tax year as well. So it's just an option. It's one way we help people.
Oh, that's wonderful. And, you know, that's the thing. You know, the government is kind of rewarding people right now to pay themselves, do some saving. I mean, you can really reduce that amount of taxes you might be sending in, increase your return, all that sort of thing. So that's a great option. So, Charles, if folks are interested in maybe getting an IRA set up, or maybe they have some questions about long-term care, where can we find you?
Our main office is at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. And we also have offices in Howard and Sedan as well. And find us online at skankinsurance.com. That's SCHENCK insurance.com.
All right, Charles. Well, hey, I hope you have a great weekend. Going to be end of the 80s, going to be a warm one. So it's going to be pretty nice.
I'm looking forward to spring, James. Thank you.
Me too. All right. We'll talk with you here next week, Charles. Thank you so much. And coming up next, we have an early bird edition of Open Line. That's on the way here on KGGF.